podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
New scams. I mean, we know, check your emails, phone. I get just random messages now like, hey, I'm waiting for you to pick up that thing from Marketplace, or just random stuff now.
I've had a couple that have sort of in the last couple of weeks that have been like, hey, mum, this is my new number.
Yeah.
Don't ask questions, just send me money. That's
right.
Sort of vibe.
And so I'm always on alert, on high alert. But there's this actress, her name is Christy Whelan Brown.
Oh, we've interviewed her before.
Oh, have we?
Well, I have. I don't know. It might have been pre-you. She's been on this show a couple of times.
Oh my God, amazing. Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, so anyway, poor thing.
Star of the stage.
Star of the stage, yeah. Theatrical masterpiece at work. So she explained.
Good words, mate.
Thank you. In this TikTok video.
Yeah.
That she's been scammed, right? And I was like, oh my God. Yeah, if a star of the stage can get scammed, I mean, any of us can.
As we know, the people involved in musical theatre are the best people, so.
Oh, yeah, obviously, right? Yeah. So she had been involved in an accident and another car hit her from behind, right? So she Googled Amy, which is her provider of insurance, and called the number, and they were like, yeah, that's cool. She's like, I want to put a claim in. They're like, yeah, no worries. They're like, hey, we're going to bring you a replacement car within half an hour. Right? And she was like, oh, amazing. And she said, so before I knew it, someone had come and given me a car and taken my car.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then she called Amy again and they're like, what do you mean? We've never organized a replacement vehicle for you. And she's like, yes, yeah, you have.
Yeah.
Like, you just came and picked my car up and dropped off this vehicle for me, whatever. And then they're like, no. So she realised she hadn't called back the same Amy number.
Yeah.
And so she went back to the original number that she called and there was someone on the phone and they said, yeah, we've got your car. It's going to cost you $10,500 to get it back.
But they've given her another car.
Yeah, but that's my question. The car is nowhere near.
Oh, so they've taken a Merc and given her a Hyundai, I guess.
Right, or whatever, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, your car has $10,500 worth of damage. If you want your car back, you're going to have to pay that. And she's like, and now I've got this car that I'm driving around in and they've got my car and the scammers won't give me back my car.
That's so weird. Or is this just like a panel beater that has gone, hey, different sort of business model?
No.
Here's what I'm going to do.
Well, I mean, it sounds smart, doesn't it? But apparently Amy have said, oh, we've similar incidents have occurred in the past. What? Because what happens is that when you Google numbers, scammers sometimes pay, for the first one, right, that comes up on Google.
Mm.
And I'm like, yeah, but to go so far as being like, we'll bring you a replacement car.
That's wild.
Have a car.
Yeah.
And then look, you know, not be able to scam her in, well, they've scammed her in person as well. It's not some random that's like, hey, here's your car, man, whatever. Yeah. It's like obviously been a situation that's good enough for her to be like, okay, here are my keys.
Yeah.
And thank you for giving me this car and whatever. And they're just like, zoom, went off with her car.
Do you reckon the scammers are, how do they know the car's drivable? What happens if they, she must have said, hey, I think it can still drive.
Yeah, they must, like, ask questions.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, I've got a claim. Yeah, there's a bit of damage, but you can come and pick it up or whatever. What?
Can you imagine the scammers in their little, I don't know, office or whatever they've got to do and just, like, all sitting there talking and hanging up and being like, all right, we've got one, guys. We've got one.
We've got one.
Who's got the shittest car? Jeff. You know it's you, mate.
Yeah.
You've got to give up your car. It'll be worth it. Trust me, it'll be worth it.
Trust me, we'll get it. We'll get it.
Give her the Hyundai.
And then what's the end game? So she's like, yeah, all right, I'll give you the $10,500, right? And they're like, all right, we'll bring your car back. I'll be like, you give me the keys first. Yeah. Or is it like a situation with the police, like with like the movie Speed, where there's, you know, there's money, but it's not real money? Like, what happens?
What about the fact that they said you've got 10.5 grand worth of damage, so that's how much you have to pay? Are you going to fix it? Imagine that. Imagine they do this and then they fix it. This is what I'm saying.
If they fix it, Sheen's, then I mean, that's another.
Service. You know, that's, I swear. I reckon that's what it is.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Just quickly, just want to clarify that there's no suggestion that Sheen's panel service had anything to do with that previous story.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the first panel beater that came to mind. Yeah. So
that, good save, mate.
It's sort of their fault for being so good at their own marketing.
Oh, that is,
and
yes.
And having a jingle that got stuck in my brain.
Wow. Good on
I
you.
Because I just don't want them to, you know, like every time we mention Bunnings and the facial recognition.
Oh, mate.
And then they email us and say, well, don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Quite clearly, here's all the information.
Yeah. And we just say things. Yeah.
No, we do. Absolutely. You know. Do you know who I found out does that now?
Who?
Coles.
Just says things?
No. Just says things? They got the facial gear going on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I've also heard about the fact that the tags are sort of, have you heard this? So I don't know if this is a conspiracy. I don't know, right? But apparently facial recognition knows who you are, right? Mm. So I've heard stories about people walking down the aisle and them being like, hey, Tom buys Powerhouse bars every day or every week, no matter the price. So we know he'll pay for them at $5 a bar.
No way. Doesn't matter
they're on special for $3. We'll knock it up to $5 because he buys it.
Nah.
And then you walk on and then it changes again.
They might get to that, but I don't think it's that yet.
I don't know. I've heard things. I'm not saying it's them.
I'm just saying
that I go down a lot of rabbit holes.
Do you know it's another brand that has a jingle? Chemist Warehouse.
I'm scared.
I'm so scared.
None of these brands are affiliated with us, although for the right price they can be. So please get in contact with our general manager. Mm,
if they'd like us to stop talking.
Yes, that should be what it is. If you want us to leave your business alone, you can pay for that.
Didn't a guy get arrested for that like 2 days ago? 20-year-old guy running an empire from... Anyway, don't worry about it.
Oh, my God. Yes. And did you know that... Did you see the name for the empire?
No.
CommBank, because they get heaps of money.
Oh, good.
Once again, if you'd like us to stop speaking about your business, you can pay for that.
Feel free to contact us.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
World Cup, have you been following it?
Nah, not really. A little
bit. Spoiler alert, Spain got through to the final.
Yes!
They beat France, Les Blues. They're going home and Spain will stay on to take on the winner of Argentina and England.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
You can't let... It would be good Spain-Argentinian final and then Spain wins. Bang! Woo! Yeah.
Yeah, it would be spicy, wouldn't it? That's what I thought. It'd be spicy. So it's been a big World Cup, and Norway got knocked out, I think, in the last round.
Yeah.
And they were one of the teams that everyone like loved to love. You know, everybody's second team was Norway, and they had the crowd, and their fans. They do this row thing like a Viking longboat. Looks really cool.
Yeah,
it is sick. It's like a big clap. You know, they do the big. Clap.
Yeah. Mm. It's exciting to be part of a group, isn't it?
Yeah. So they have a guy that plays in Norway. I know he plays for Manchester City as well in the Premier League, but he's a big fella.
Is he the one that looks like a character from Game of Thrones or something?
Erling Haaland, right?
Yeah. So everyone's on him at the moment. Everyone loves him.
He's a weapon and he's a funny guy, right?
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he has gone home to Norway. So he's landed at Oslo Airport. And as he's gotten out of the plane, people are like, what are you doing, mate? And so he's carrying sort of an overnight bag on one side.
Yeah.
And it looks like another sort of overnight bag underneath that.
Good on him for carrying his own stuff.
In the other hand, he's got a raccoon that is a taxidermied raccoon.
What?
Holding looks like a bottle of rum or something. Oh, whiskey. It's a bottle of whiskey in its hands. And he's got like, it's like a base. So there's a wood base. And then there's, and it's a raccoon.
No.
So he's bought it while he's over in the States. So it's a taxidermied raccoon. I think the raccoon died of natural causes, though, because he looks pretty good.
I mean,
it's not like they've reconstructed roadkill or anything.
I don't. Why?
So here's what I want to know.
Why is he doing this?
Oh, because he's.
Well, I'm funny.
Yeah, I'm
he's
funny.
He's an animal that's stuffed.
Scandinavian and funny. Anyway.
No.
I don't know anyone with any sort of taxidermy at their house, but it's got to be out there, yeah? It's got to be out there around Geelong, South Coast of Bellarine. There's got to be people that have taxidermied animals.
I don't know, man. I think it's... Yeah, I don't know anyone, obviously.
People get their pets stuffed. Like, I don't understand the mentality, but I'd love to. I want to know.
Why? Why do you want to know?
The obvious one is hunting, right? It's a trophy sort of thing. Sure, okay.
Yeah, look at this.
But
sick, I put it on my wall.
Check out all these illegal ducks I shot.
Seriously. Oh, God. You know me. I'm trying not to get full log on you right now.
I know. It's okay. I can just turn your microphone off if you get started.
I remember going into a house of a friend of my
So what I See what I did there? Switched you off. Easy as.
Now that's for the best.
Okay. So what I want to know is, do you have any stuffed animals? Not the cute fun, like not ones you get from, you know, the shops, but like actually taxidermied real animals in your house, or do you know anyone who does? I want to know the story behind it. 52-232-955. Please, please, please give us a call right now. Mel's in Torquay. Mel, do you know of any taxidermied animals, any stuffed animals out there?
Yes, we did actually. Good morning, guys, by the way.
Morning.
We actually did come across some. So have you heard of the ghost town Eucla? It's on the Nullarbor.
Oh, no.
Yes. So there's a pub there, right? It's a... Like, not many people live in this town.
Mm.
And we went in, and the kids were with us, and they had all these, taxidermied animals in there, as well as snakes in jars. I think there was, like, a fox. And my kids, because it's such an eerie town, when you sort of go into the pub and you see all that, you just feel like you're just not meant to be there, and it kind of really freaked the kids out as well.
Yeah.
So that was sort of our experience.
Yeah. Why do people in the outback do that?
Yeah, do you know? Like, it's what? Like, is it, it's because there's not much else to do, and they're just like, you know what, we can do stuff, Gary. Like,
No. It's like Last Stop Laramie. You know, like it's got that same vibe. Okay, all right, so freaked you guys out. All right, thanks, Mel. That's a bit far away from Geelong, though. Dale's in Newtown. Morning, Dale. Do you know of any more local taxidermy that we could find?
Yeah, yes, I do. Morning, guys. Yeah, I've actually got three heads that have been taxidermied.
Okay.
Dale.
Yeah, I got two goat heads and a longhorn cow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Longhorn cow, that doesn't sound like a small head.
No, it's quite large, yeah.
Okay, now, Dale, is it because you really, really love these animals and wanted them to be by your side, or was it, what's the thoughts behind the taxidermy?
Well, my brother shot one of the goats out hunting.
Yeah, so it was a wild one.
And I acquired one. Driving a truck going past the old sale yards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One just and, hanging out the window at someone's car, and you thought, I'll take that.
Yeah, it was sitting in the back of a ute. So I just stopped and asked,
Dale, if someone's missing a wild horned cow head, give us a call.
Well, the rest of the cow as well, I imagine.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks.
As you know, both of you, I've been away for a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I promise nobody needs to hear me bang on about a nice warm holiday in tropical location, on and on. So I'm not going to tell too many stories.
Okay.
But this one, we did head away to Fiji.
Mm.
You've been, Tommy?
I have.
And of course, you just went as well, Log.
Yeah, different experience to you, I'd imagine.
How so? I think both of you and I, Log, would have a similar experience.
It's not true.
Cameron Ling sort of is.
Yeah.
The not other true. Half. Not true at all.
Mm.
I want to talk, and this isn't just for Fiji, like Bali, Thailand, all those different places. Often you go to a resort, and included in the package is buffet breakfast.
Mm. Yes.
I want to talk buffet breakfast etiquette, perhaps. Mm. Setups. What should and should not happen.
All right. This is my forte.
So I'm not a buffet guy, but I've stayed at the same resort that you stayed at. Yes. So I've eaten that same buffet breakfast. So I know I'm gonna know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, but I'm gonna annoy you because I'm actually gonna talk about the second place.
Okay, well forget I said anything. Bit more,
but very similar. Very
humble
similar.
Brag and it did not work.
Very humble. I know what eggs you mean. Yeah. I've been there.
Buffet from around the world. It's like, because they...
Yeah.
You know, there's like rice.
Yeah, sausages. Yeah.
Yes. So that's where I want to head to. The choice is amazing. So you can go up and get poached eggs, scrambled eggs,
pastries.
Fried eggs.
Oh, my God, the pastries.
What, three types of eggs?
Three types of eggs.
Wow.
With some bacon, with some sausages. But you're right, then we go into waffle territory. Mm. We go into crepe territory. Yeah. And then we go to pancake and cinnamon donut. Territory.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't have that.
Wow.
Right.
Didn't have that. And then curries and rices and stuff, and it's breakfast. And you're like, oh, yeah, sure.
There's always a fruit part for those who want some fruit and be healthy. And of course, when you get in there for the very first time, you go back four times to try everything. Well, I'm having bacon and eggs to start.
I'll try a little. Some
pancakes with some maple syrup. Yeah. As the week progresses, and I started to feel like perhaps I was tipping over into this slightly less healthy feeling about myself, I was the super, super uncool guy who went to the one section where there's the cereals.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say continental breakfast.
And I got Sultana brand.
Yeah.
Right. Getting a bit blocked up, were you?
I just want some Sultana brand and a glass of water, please.
Too much carver. Yeah. Too much carver.
Yeah. Not enough.
Maybe.
Not enough. But I want to focus perhaps a little bit more on the children at a buffet breakfast.
Yes.
Because it is just heaven. Like, mum and dad are on holidays. Me and Dodgy were just like, yep. You get a plate.
Baked beans next to yogurt. Yeah. You go, give it to me now.
Do whatever you want to do. However, that tended to backfire as their confidence grew over the course of the week.
Yeah.
And especially at the second place we stayed at. So we stayed at 4 days one, 6 days the other. The other one, as part of breakfast, had a permanent ice cream stand.
What?
That's amazing.
Well, I wanted it shut down. I wanted to get a petition to shut it down for breakfast.
Yeah, yes.
I get it for lunch and dinner, sure. Yeah. It was kids eat free. The record. Now, this is the biggest thing. And I'm saying, am I an irresponsible parent here? Or am I just, I'm relaxed, I'm on holidays? Please be brutal. Be an honest judge to me as a parent. And I'll blame Dodsy if it is a negative thing. The record for Jed for breakfast was 17 scoops of ice cream the course of breakfast.
How old's Jed?
Hang on.
Jed is 9 years of age.
Hang on. Sorry, do you mean 17 in one sitting?
No. He went back, I think, four different times. At one stage.
No, but you're talking about the one day.
Oh, breakfast.
One breakfast.
Breakfast.
17 scoops
breakfast.
One day.
One breakfast, yeah.
So one particular bowl. So it was a little, imagine like an ice cream shop you go into and there's a choice of flavours, but a shrunken down version of that with, I think, eight different flavours. So you go up there and you're like, can I have a scoop of strawberry and a scoop of passion fruit?
My God,
whatever
heaven.
It might be.
Heaven.
Wow.
Jed, for the confident,
holiday with the Lings.
Confident little 9-year-old kid walked up at one stage with a bowl and said, can I have a scoop of each of the flavours?
Good on him.
So there's eight flavours in one bowl. One bowl. But no, not done. I'm going to go back and ask for a cone this time with a triple scoop on top.
Oh, good.
Okay, cool. So we're at 10 or 11, whatever that, add that one up. Over the course of it, ended up with those numbers. Is that on me? Am I a bad parent to even allow him to have seven scoops of ice cream for breakfast, let alone ridiculous in the teens number?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Is the short answer.
Okay.
But for me, there is a get out of jail, and that is standard, not standard, but acceptable procedure with pancakes for breakfast is ice cream.
Okay, good.
So I would accept pancakes and ice cream.
Pancake, were there maple any, syrup, ice cream.
Yeah, were there any pancakes involved with the 17 scoops of...
Well, he'd had pancakes and waffles in one visit up to the buffet in that sitting.
Mm.
But then
same meal.
Ice cream was separate and he took the 17 scoops. I take on board what you're saying, that no. You're sitting there very quietly. I feel like you've got something to say about this, Log.
I would say Jed works hard throughout the year. And if he, on holiday, wants to be a little bit laissez-faire with what he does, I would say, did you yourself get a few scoops of scotch over the journey?
Oh.
So maybe
that was told
Jed
in private,
his
life. That was a private conversation.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Wingy, what's your thoughts on the Belmont Kmart no longer being 24 hours?
What?
I know,
that's news
right?
to me.
Mm, yeah.
What are we going to do when we're completely disorganized and haven't got ready for school or various things and we need to duck out there at all hours?
What are we going to do when we're completely...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but that's basically it. If there's someone's got a birthday coming up and you haven't got that person a present.
No, I'm thinking of venues just closing down in Geelong. Support local venues. I mean, get out there. Late night venues.
First piano bar, now Kmart.
Right.
Disappointing.
It is.
What time are they closing?
Midnight.
Midnight now.
Oh, okay. We're fine. Right.
Tom and Loggy. That was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.